Hey, gorgeous. If you want success on your fertility journey, you've got to have the mindset for it. It's time to kick fear, negativity, doubt, shame, jealousy, and the whole clown car of low-vibe fertility journey BS to the curb. I'm your host, Roseanne Austin, Fertility Mindset Master. Former prosecutor and recovering type A control freak perfectionist, I use the power of mindset to get pregnant naturally and have my baby boy at 43, despite years of fertility treatment failure. I help women across the globe beat the odds on their fertility journey just like I did. Get ready for a quick hit of confidence, joy, feminine badassery, and loads of hell yes for your fertility journey. It's time to get fearless, baby. Fearlessly fertile. Let's do this.
Welcome to the Fearlessly Fertile Podcast, episode 263, Baby by Christmas, a Q1 reality check. Hey, my loves. Ooh, I'm so excited to be getting down to some really awesome baby making nitty gritty with you here today as I share a few ideas with you that I think are extremely timely that you'd be crazy to ignore. And frankly, if you want to be successful this year, you got to take these on board. So I want to start us off first by giving us a beautiful backdrop for this, because at the time of this recording, we are in the final hours of February 2024, and we already have 11 women in my coaching practice pregnant. 11. Onze. Onze. Elf. I don't know how to say 11 in many other languages other than those, but you know, you get the point. That's deep. That is crazy. I mean, those are the kind of numbers you see coming out of fucking fertility clinics, okay? And, you know, but this is all that woo-woo mindset shit. Well, it ain't so woo-woo with all these ladies got boo-boos on board, okay? They're waiting on their boo-boos. All of these women are going to have babies by Christmas. And that's what happens when you make a decision that things are going to be different. And that's why I wanted to talk about this. Like, let's do a Q1 reality check. And here's what I mean by that. We're still early in the year, but not that early because we are almost done with Q1. But it feels like, I don't know if you guys are noticing this, but like, it feels like time is going by really fast, like exponentially fast. It feels like we were just celebrating Christmas and boom, we're almost done with Q1. But here's the deal. Like, time waits for nobody, right? If you started out this year telling yourself that things were going to be different and you're looking around your life right now and we're almost done with Q1 and your results aren't changing, you aren't changing, everything still looks the same, what you are doing now is going to dictate how you end the year, okay? It's all about cause and effect, and we are the cause in any aspect of our lives. And I know that there's going to be a lot of people that full on reject that, and that's totally fine. You get to live in that belief system. But everything that we see in our lives is an effect. We are the cause, and effects are the cause in motion. And if we do not get a handle on the way that we're thinking, the way that we're believing, and therefore the actions that we're taking, and therefore the results we're creating, sister, you're setting yourself up for another year of some fucking regret. You really want that? So now is the time to do a reality check. Now is the time that you can position yourself to pivot. Because there is nothing women torture themselves more with on this journey than time. Everyone's freaking out about age, how long they've been on the journey, trying to get pregnant before 40, or for fuck's sake, at least by 45, right? Or whatever your internal like measure of the scary date is. You know, we all have a scary date. Like for some women, you've heard so many of these women on the podcast talking about, wow, when I got to 40, it's like, it's all completely made up. But at the same time, you also have to take responsibility for how you're spending your time, right? Does it make any sense to keep doing the same old shit and ain't nothing changing? Okay, you cannot afford to continue to do stuff that is not working, think in a way that's not working, behave in a way that's not working, and the host of craziness that goes along with that. But the reality is that there are so many people out there who would rather just stay the same and risk the consequences of wasting more time than are willing to make a change. It's heartbreaking. And look, this is not a criticism. It is simply a fact and something I observe on basically a daily basis. Now, these are not my ladies, because my ladies come to me because they want success. My ladies come to me because they recognize they are not going to fuck shit up. They are not willing to live with the idea that they pissed it all away and that they wasted all this time not making any changes, keep trying to do the same shit over again, and allowing other people's opinions to determine what they think and believe, or using the same old, tired, and lame excuses that have worked for them in the past but are clearly blocking them from their baby now. Let me give you a quick case in point. Just a few moments before I started recording this podcast, I got a baby picture from a woman we will call Mama A. She will be on the podcast soon, but she gave birth to her baby girl. And this is a woman who had been trying to conceive for fucking years. Her uterus was riddled with fibroids. She was told this is never going to happen for her. It's just bananas. Okay. She started my program less than a year ago. Boom. Look at what she created. It's fucking nuts. Okay. She is going to celebrate Christmas this year with her daughter, who will be, just about, 9 months old. Okay, because of decisions that she made last year, all right? Within a year, this woman is pregnant because she made a fucking decision that she wasn't going to keep being the same person. She committed to doing something completely different. And Mama A is holding her baby girl today because of that. So if you're tempted to say, oh, this is just going to be a podcast where Roseanne's going to yell at me and blah, blah, blah. Nah, I mean, you could go and listen to something else. That's totally fine. But for the women that are actually committed to having a baby by Christmas, keep listening, okay? Because this reality check is for you. And this is coming from a deep place of love and urgency. Because I remember what it was like. I remember the pain of looking at my calendar, wondering when the day I was going to be pregnant would be. Like, when am I going to have a bump? When am I going to be, you know, wearing my maternity clothes and getting so excited because my baby was coming? When was I going to be able to look forward to Christmas with my son? Okay. None of the things that occurred in my life and then in the lives of the women that I teach and mentor and coach, that none of those things and none of the successes that they create in their lives, just like mine, came by accident. And so let's talk about that, because once you start to take more control over where you're headed on this journey, and you might say, look, okay, you know what? I agree. I got to get in front of this because at the end of Q1, that means I have 9 months left in the year. By good golly gracious, I could be pregnant by the end of this year if I get my shit together and play my cards right and have a better strategy than just doing the same old shit and thinking the same old way, right? So number one, okay, this reality check is going to start with something that's really important. And it's a foundational question that I want to ask you. And it's something that you should be asking yourself on a routine basis and ask it from an honest place. And that is, what's the truth here? Here's what I mean by that. So when we're doing a reality check, we don't want to allow stories to be telling us what's true. We want to be able to look objectively at the truth of what is going on in our lives, not from a place of criticism, but truly from a place of love. What's the truth about how you're living your journey, babe? Are you taking all the opportunities that are being presented to you? Are you doing the same old shit over and over again, expecting a different result? Are you not telling your partner what you really want? Are there some things that you're doing really well? I mean, that counts as truth too. We're not looking just at the negative shit. We're looking at what is the truth about what is going on with your journey. How are you living it? How are you showing up to it? It's the whole freaking enchilada. What is the actual truth about your journey? Is it time you tried something new? Is it time you left your clinic? Is it time you got a third or fourth opinion, right? Like, what is the actual truth? Is it time that you got a different bump squad because the people around you have been around for a few years and everyone's looking at you sideways because nothing has changed and people are starting to wonder if it's time for you to give up? Like, whatever the case may be, what is the actual truth? No embellishments, okay? Super important. And the funny thing is that you can tell the difference between truth and a lie because your heart's going to speak. Your heart is going to tell you, you know what, girl, you've been holding back. We all know this. We all know this. Yet we pretend that we can lie to ourselves. And what's funny is, we can sort of lie to ourselves because if we say it enough, we'll believe it at some level. But we know when we're holding back. We totally know that. And we totally know when we're making shit up to tell other people, so that we have an excuse for why we're not farther along on the journey. It's a fact. And part of the reason why I know this is true is because I lied to myself for a long time. I told myself, oh, I'm doing all the things. I mean, that's like the fame. Whenever I hear somebody tell me, oh, I'm doing all the things, it's like, are you really? Because chances are you're probably missing the piece of the puzzle that is the most important. And that's your mindset, right? Like it always is, because that's the last place that we look. And so that takes us to the second part of this reality check. Okay, so number one, get clear about what the truth is. What is the whole truth about what's going on in your journey? You know what that is. You know where you're holding back. You know where you're actually doing well. And you know where you're selling yourself short. The second part of this reality check is asking yourself, how can I think about this differently? This being where you are at on your journey, the results that you've gotten, and basically what the prognosis is at this point, okay? The reason why this is so important is most people make the mistake of looking for an external fix for an internal problem. Let me say that again. Most people are looking for an external fix for an internal problem. Now, indeed, you may have a diagnosis that says that you have PCOS, endometriosis. All of those things may be true. But there's also an aspect of this that comes down to the way that you look at yourself within the context of that diagnosis, okay? Do you, and you know, this is the same if somebody is diagnosed with low ovarian reserve, low AMH, all of these labels that we love to put on women, despite the fact that women with all of those conditions have babies, okay? You can have whatever diagnosis people want to give you and still have a baby, okay? Everyone knows someone that had some janky fertility history who has a baby now. And I don't care if somebody, some heckler is going to say, oh, well, what if you don't have a uterus? Okay, you can still have a baby. You're going to have the support and love from an angel gestational carrier that's going to help bring your baby into the world, okay? When you're serious about having a baby, you're not going to let shit stop you, all right? So this is really important, because the way that we look at ourselves within the context of our fertility journey is everything. Because two things can be true at the same time. You can have a diagnosis, and the way that you think about it is going to change the way that you approach how you manage that, okay? It's everything. The way that you think is everything. And if you are running around with a belief that because you have such and such diagnosis, that there's no hope for you, then you're not going to do the stuff that's required to have the success that you want, okay? And most of the time, people will look to all the treatments, the diets, the lotions, and the potions. They'll look at that first instead of looking at the fact that they see themselves as broken. And if you think of yourself as broken and you're running around with the internal monologue of broken, you're not going to bring your full energy to your treatment. You're not going to bring your full enthusiasm to everything, because the underlying message is, I am broken. If you really want to succeed and you really want to change the prognosis for your diagnosis, it starts with you. It is an internal fix for an external problem. You're switching it around so that you go within. You know how to think about yourself. You know how to make time for yourself. You know how to think strategically as an individual about how you want to approach whatever diagnosis you have. And that way you're not walking in to a fertility clinic with a label fucking broken. It affects everything. And this isn't just about the, you know, the kind of the way that we think. It's not just about that, because the way you think affects your physiology. This is a fact that we all know this, yet we treat it like it's woo-woo garbage, which is heartbreaking, because you're missing a constellation of additional possibilities. If you change the way that you think, you change your physiology. This has been measured, okay? We look at cortisol. We look at all of these amazing things. So if you're running around with broken on your playlist, and that is on repeat, you're going to put yourself in a position where you are constantly chasing external solutions for an internal problem. The problem starts with you. And the exciting thing about that is when you understand that, you will do the work on the inside that will ultimately change what's on the outside. And I say this because I see this every fucking day. Just go listen to about 10 episodes with my ladies. I lived this because when I started changing the way that I felt about myself, the way I looked at myself, everything about myself, that's what empowered me to move beyond years of fertility treatment failure to go on to conceive my son naturally when I was a happy motherfucker and never been happier. Okay? There is that fact. But if you continue to look at your journey as merely a manipulation of hormones and doing a bunch of treatments, you're missing the fucking boat. Okay? So number one, what is the truth? Number two, how can you think differently about this? Are you continuing to seek an external solution for what is truly an internal problem? Every woman who is honest with herself about what's going on this journey will tell you she knows there's a problem on the inside. Having just finished up the research for my fourth book a couple months ago, I mean, the data is out there. There's tons of articles on PubMed talking about the mind-body connection and how IVF patients legitimately believe that there is something going on within them that's creating this situation. Like, it's fascinating. The data's there and you can't outrun it because it will ultimately play out on your journey. Okay. So if you want a different result, you have to start looking at this differently. You have to learn to think differently. Okay. Now, the third step in this reality check, some people may want to throw their phones when they hear me say this, but it's really important. How can you make this easy? Think about that. How can you make this journey easier than you are currently making it? Now, I know that the idea of anything about this journey being easy probably sounds like magical thinking or luck, but it has nothing to do with either of those things. This journey gets very easy when you are clear in your mind and clear in your purpose. Because what other option do you have? If you are serious about having a baby, do you really have the luxury of fucking around with giving up? Do you really? No, you actually don't. I mean, think about anybody that you've seen in your life with a good amount of success, somebody that beat the odds. Chances are they didn't waste a lot of time worrying about whether or not they would fail. They just fucking did what they needed to do. They were clear in their mind and they were clear on their purpose. And I know that so many of you, hundreds of thousands of you, we're nearing a million downloads that have been listening to this podcast. You know deep down that you were meant to be a mom. But what makes this journey difficult is you keep playing fucking footsie with that reality. People will be, you know, they'll go hard on this idea. I totally believe I'm going to be a mom. I'm going to make this happen. And then at the first sign of something going sideways, oh, geez, maybe this is not for me. Oh, fuck. You know, like it's like this fit of starts and stops. This journey gets extremely simple and, dare I say, easy when you just make up your mind. Hey, I'm clear that I'm having this baby and I am clear that I'm going to do whatever the fuck it takes. Okay. I'm not looking for bargains. I'm not scrimping. I'm not, you know, trying to get something for free, you know, like, because that's what we do. And that's a crazy thing. Like, I really want to point this out. Like, you can always tell how serious somebody is about creating success based on how invested they are in it. Now, mind you, that investment is time, money, sweat, all kinds of stuff. But like anyone who's trying to get through this journey completely unscathed and having no investment whatsoever, it's, you know, they just want everybody else to pay for it, everyone else to do the work and no inconvenience to them. Like, good luck. Good luck. People that are really committed to success are going to be doing the work. They are going to be fucking ovaries deep in the shit, doing what it takes. And you know what? There are hard times. Unquestionably, you have heard some insane heartbreak on this podcast, but they keep on going because they are clear in mind and clear in their purpose. And that's how they make it easy, because decisions get really easy when you're like, no, I'm having that. I'm having that. Can you imagine what living your journey would be like if you were just like a little kid who was just 1,000% focused in on the fact that you're having this baby? Like, you know, a little kid, you see them, they're like, no, I'm having that cookie, or no, I'm getting that toy. They're like the freaking Terminator. Nothing is going to stop them. And sadly, as adults, we give up on that shit because we just want to play nice with other people. We get so afraid of what other people think. And if we seem too determined, like we get afraid that somebody's going to feel sorry for us if we have yet another failure, it's like, no, people, I know what I want. I am clear in my mind and clear in my purpose. I'm making baby make it easy because I'm getting what I want and I'm not stopping. Look, mama, your life, because you're on this journey, is just going to be different than everyone else's. And instead of fighting that fact, and let me just back up for a second. When I say your life is going to be different, that doesn't mean harder. It just means different. And the sooner you onboard that reality and are clear in your mind and clear in your purpose about why you keep going, shit gets easier because it's simple. I'm not stopping. I'm not leaving without my baby. Okay, if you've been listening to this podcast long enough, you know that is the mantra of women who are successful on this journey. I am not leaving without my baby. I am an intelligent, resourceful woman who is going to figure this out. So I really hope that with these three questions, what is the truth? How can I think differently about this? And the idea that I get to make this journey easy, that you can give yourself an opportunity to really look at where you're at and ask yourself honestly from a place of love. And this isn't about like rushing to make this happen, but look, I don't want you to get to the end of the year and look back on 364 days that you didn't use to their absolute fullest, right? And that doesn't mean that like you have to be running around like a chicken with your head cut off in the name of this baby, but you want to be on purpose. You want to use every single day that you can to move yourself forward. And you can do that with grace. You can do that with ease. You can do that from love, because that is what this is about, isn't it? Love. Don't forget that, mamas, we're doing this because of love. We have the love we have in our heart, the love we have this baby, the love we have for the vision for our lives. It is 1000% possible for you to have this baby, mama. I don't care if I'm the only one saying that to you today. It is 1000% possible. What is going to make the difference, as always, is you. And if you know it is time that you finally got out of your boring, lame ass, fear, negativity, doubt, self-defeating and self-sabotaging stories, and you actually want the mindset piece of the puzzle that science is proving over and over again can make all the difference in the world, my Fearlessly Fertile Method program is for women who intend to get pregnant in the next 12 months and say hell yes to covering their bases, mind and body, because you fucking need both. Your mind and the way that you show up is the fucking X factor. Anyone who has done a fertility treatment that didn't work out knows that medicine can only go so far. You, mama, and the way that you think and your heart are going to take it the distance. Go to my website, www.frommaybetobaby.com, and apply for an interview there. My methodology has helped women around the world make their mom dreams come true. Their results speak for themselves. And if you don't have a mindset for success on this journey, baby, you got to keep it all in your strategy. Let's fix that shit and set you up for success. Till next time, change your mindset, change your results.
Love this episode of the Fearlessly Fertile Podcast? Subscribe now and leave an awesome review. Remember, the desire in your heart to be a mom is there because it was meant for you. When it comes to your dreams, keep saying hell yes.